bless you. You're about to listen to the voice of the eagle with Prophet Samuel Addison. Prophet Samuel Addison is an anointed servant by the will of God and is graced to operate in the fivefold ministry. As you listen to this tape, be ready to be caught up into unlimited levels of the Spirit and soar unto greater heights. Enjoy the message.
Prophet Samuel Addison is a general overseer and founder of the Eagle House Chapel International. He is a dynamic, authentic, and accurate firebrand prophet of our time who carries depth and authority and operates in a sharp, forensic realm of the prophetic. He is a global speaker whose ministry transcends borders and boundaries. Prophet Addison is a seasoned preacher and author of many books. His messages are centered on hope, righteousness, the Holy Spirit, order, and discipline in the body of Christ. And his prophetic services are highly charged, power-packed, and always filled with the overflow of unusual blessing. Prophet Addison is married to Reverend Mrs. Eunice Binti Addison, and they are blessed with two children. And now, we present to you God's Oracle, Prophet Samuel Addison.
Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we will give you all the glory. And God's people will shout a big amen. Give the Lord a big hand before you take your seat. Thank you. Please be seated. Good morning, everyone, and happy Easter. Just run your fingers on the keyboard. Let's preach together. Just very soft. Happy Easter to every one of you. The first miracle you experienced today is the miracle of waking up. It wasn't your alarm clock that woke you up. Take the alarm clock to the mortuary. So God woke you up. And this is the day the Lord has made. The devil didn't make today. Therefore, he has no business contributing anything to your life. I want you to rejoice and be glad. It's an honor to see another Easter. Let's give Jesus a big hand for that. Make it very loud. May your hands never be amputated. Give him a big hand. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm grateful to the Lord for Bishop. Thank you for having me again, dear man of God. You are a voice in this generation, and we all rise up to call you blessed. Thank you. Only eternity can reveal how much of a blessing you are and the many lives God is using you to touch. Please know that better days are still ahead. Let's celebrate this grace of God. We celebrate you. And let's celebrate the First Lady, such a befitting queen. Give the Lord a big hand for her. Thank you for having me. Thank you. May the Lord reward your labors in the name of Jesus. And all the ministers in the house, I honor you. My brother, bless you. May you abound in goodness in the name of Jesus. I bring you greetings from Nigeria, and I bring you greetings from my husband, our children, our grandchildren, and the ministry, and the team that came with me. At the end of this sharing today, I'm going to bring up Bishop, because what I saw in my spirit is there's a lift. I saw it in my spirit, and we're going to pray for you. He'll pray, I'll pray. I saw people being lifted up. Where you are is good, but there is a better place. And you will remember, thank you, sir. You will remember this Easter for good in the name of Jesus. As we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, there are many lessons that the Bible opens us to learn. From the day he walked into Jerusalem till the day he was crucified and the day he was raised from the dead. And there is a particular thing the Holy Spirit opened my eyes to that I want to share with you this morning as we celebrate Easter, the resurrection of Jesus. Let me read these two scriptures first, and then we take off. Luke chapter number 23, verse 26. Luke 23 and verse 26. And as they led him away, they laid hand upon one Simon, a Syrian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross that he might bear it after Jesus. John chapter 18, verses 15 and 16. John 18, 15 and 16. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest, and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door without. Then went out that other disciple, which was known unto the high priest, and spoke unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. This morning, as we celebrate Easter, I want to speak to you on help for your next level. Help for your next level. No matter how mighty you are, no matter how blessed you are, no matter how great you are, you still have a place called there. The Lord Jesus Christ was going to end his physical ministry in the world, and he had a cross to carry. It was the human part of him that was in display here. And the cross was heavy. Many scholars make us know that as he was going, sometimes he fell. I've been to Israel several times, and you will see the 7 points where Jesus paused while he carried the cross. They still have the marks there. Because the cross was heavy. Of course, you will know the cross will be heavy for him to be on that cross. It wouldn't be a lightweight structure. So he had to rest. As mighty as Jesus Christ our Lord is, he needed help. In fact, when he came to planet Earth, it took a John the Baptist to introduce him. Behold the Lamb of God. Who is introducing you? A lot of you are blessed, but you don't have platforms. You can sing like anything, but nobody is hearing your voice. May Jehovah amplify your voice. That amen is not what I want you to say. The Lord needed help for the cross to be carried. And his enemies saw that he needed the help. So they saw one Simon. Incidentally, Bible history tells us that he was from Africa. And they gave the cross to him. He was the one that helped the Lord to carry the cross at a point in his life. Some of you are carrying heavy destinies and you need help. Some of you need financial help. Some of you need people that will introduce you. Some of you need people that will connect you. Some of you need graces. That's why God sent me here this morning. There's a grace in my life that will be used by the power of the Holy Spirit to lift you to your next level. Somebody shout, help for the next level. And then we see in that other scripture, it was still part of Jesus' process and Jesus' journey. The Bible says that he was taken in to the high priest. I will need 2 men and a lady, please. Please come and join me. A lady? Thank you. So, madam, thank you. Please stay there and face me. Thank you. Sir, can you stay there? Thank you. Now, Jesus was there with the high priest. He was being tried. And the Bible says that there was a disciple. Of course, we know that that was John, who was in there. That scripture I read to you in John chapter 18. He was inside already because the high priest knew him. But as mighty as Peter was the one that had the word. Peter was the one that Jesus made the head. Peter was the one that Jesus said, upon this revelation, I will build my church. Peter was anointed. Peter carried a lot, but Peter couldn't enter. As mighty as Peter, as hefty as Peter was, as blessed, anointed as Peter was, there was a point in his life when he could not enter. He could not enter. This is about life. When you have the code, you can enter the room. No matter how great you are, even if you can shout like anything, shout without the key, without the code, you can't enter. And that's what I saw in my spirit concerning some of you. You've sown seeds, you've sacrificed, you can pray, you are good-hearted, but there are spots you need to enter. There are levels you still need to go. There are things that heaven has in mind for you, but you don't know the code. You don't have the key. I feel God in this place. This is the reason God brought me here, to explain to you, help for your next level. Take your seat. Look at Peter. Compare Peter with John that was inside. But Zechariah tells us it's not by power. We may be age mates, but we are not grace mates. We may have attended the same school. It doesn't matter. God likes what he does, and he does what he likes. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. When God likes you, he likes you. It doesn't matter who does not like you, because he doesn't consult anybody before he blesses you. And forever, elevated people will be criticized by frustrated people. When God blesses you, you owe nobody any explanation. Enjoy your blessing. Mighty Peter, he was outside. Why was he outside? He didn't have the key. And then God decided that Peter should move into his next level. What did God say? God stirred up the heart of somebody. All I'm telling you is in the book of John chapter 18. And even though he was convenient, even though he was comfortable, even though he was already enjoying the ambience of what was going on at the trial, he decided to go out. The Bible says that he went out, brought Peter, and spoke. He, not Peter, he spoke to the woman that kept the door. Bishop, there are keepers of the door. Some of them are women. Sometimes your wife may be the keeper of the door. Treat her well. If you are a man, you are married, treat your wife well. There is a level of favor that comes upon you. There are doors that only women can keep. John came and spoke to the keeper of the door. The Bible uses the pronoun she. It was a woman. There are women that carry this. There are women that have keys. There are women that you must honor. Isaac wanted to transfer the covenant. Wanted to transfer the blessing. I didn't say the blessings. I said the blessing. Car is not the blessing. House is not the blessing. A big ministry is not the blessing. They are effects of the blessing. effects. When you have the blessing, you will have the blessings. Isaac wanted to transfer the blessing via the covenant. He wanted to give it to Esau, but the mother said no. It was the one the mother supported that got it. Jacob said to the mother, if my father realizes, he's going to curse me. Rebecca said, let the curse be on me. There are people that will make themselves inconvenient just to bless you. You say, but I don't know. You say, let the curse be on me. Just be comfortable. May God send them your way. You did not hear what I just said. Jacob did not plan for the blessing. Jacob did not know how to get the blessing. The mother said, I know. Do you notice that Isaac did not query the food? It was the voice he queried. Because the one that prepared the food understands the protocol of the palace. Some people are present, they cannot help you. Some can help you, but they are not present. May God give you present people that have what it takes to bless. I want your amen to roar. John said, whether it's convenient or not, Peter needs to move to the next level. What do I do? So, what did he do? He spoke to she that kept the door. Hold his hand. Peter does not even or did not understand the language. There is a language in some realms. Do you notice that rich people don't work with poor people? They help poor people, but they don't work with them. Fight till tomorrow on Instagram. Truth is truth. They help your people, but they don't work. That's why they have, in my country, they have what we call club. Ikoyi club. Something club. You will only find rich people there. In fact, the money to obtain the phone is a lot. So for you to enter that place, you must be operating at a level. And when you get there, you don't speak in thousands. Help for your next level. I'm a spiritual microphone in God's hand to announce to you that you are moving to the next level. That amen, I want it to be louder than that. Whether Peter understood what they were saying, but she understood John's language. They spoke their language. They connected. They belonged to the same class. Peter was there. And she agreed. The next thing Peter saw was that John brought him in. John brought him in. John brought him in. When it's time to pray, we will be bringing you in to a realm in God where your life will become simplified, where the true meaning of resurrection will begin to show in your life. If you believe it, stand up, give the Lord a big hand. Now sit down. I'll soon be done. There are different kinds of helps. I've been able to find out from the scripture and from life and from my life and from contemporary people about 11 kinds. But today I want to share only 4 with you. Kinds of help. You need help. You know it now. I said it the last time I came, that from the cradle to the grave, you need people. You couldn't give birth to yourself. You couldn't educate yourself. When your work on earth is done, you will not be able to give yourself a befitting burial. From the womb to the tomb, you need people. But what is important is for you to have the right people in your life. There are men today that are married to women that are hindering them from becoming what they will have become. There are women today that will have gone further and faster, if not for the kind of men in their lives. When we talk about relationship, two words, relation, that talks about connection. Then ship, that talks about transportation. Two words, relationship. Relationship is a spirit. No relationship leaves you the same. Every relationship transports something into you or transports you somewhere. That's why you must be careful. Who is in your life? Be very careful who is in your life. The first kind of help I'm sharing with you today is what I call timely help. Timely help. A help that comes on time. Do you know that in Exodus chapter 15, beginning from chapter 14 actually, if the Red Sea had not parted, what will have happened? There are some help that must come on time. Some help come, but they are late. This morning, I stand upon the grace of God that is operational in my life. And I say that in the name of Jesus, you will not be disgraced. Will come to your life on time. Have you ever been involved in traffic and then you get to a place, they say the service is over, or they say, oh, the interview just ended? That was the exact problem Esau had. He came late. The father said, where have you been? That was the exact problem Ananias' wife had, Sapphira. If she had come early, she would have known that her husband lied. That was why he died. She would have escaped. I pity those of you that come late to church. Praise worship is over, and you're just strolling to church with your hand in your pocket. You missed. Because during praise worship, things shift. Because that's the only thing God cannot give to himself. It's not even the word. When we worship God as individuals or corporately, we are giving God what he cannot give himself. And you are missing. Let the people praise me. Then the earth shall yield her increase. And you are wondering why you fast and fast and the earth is not yielding her increase. Because your worship life is missing. You don't even, when they are praising God, when the choir is singing, when praise team is leading, you are just supervising everybody, just looking. You are too touch, like Bishop was saying this morning. You are too touch. You, whose breath is in your nostrils? You that can give an appointment for 11 and quarter to 11, you are dead. And you are doing like this before God? When last did you bow before your maker? When last did you put a scarf on the floor just to honor God? When last did you wet your makeup before the Lord? When last did you honor God with your life? Praise worship time, you are doing as if they are wasting your time. You, of all people, if not for God, who are you? You. If God should play the video of your past, you think anybody will like you? And now you cannot praise him? You have become too big. You that 15 years ago, nobody will have bought you two for a penny. Bishop, ungrateful people are not bad, they are evil. If you are ungrateful, you are evil. You cannot dance before the Lord. Sunday service, you'll be on Instagram. The people you are watching, they are not even watching you.
Instagram, Facebook, joining service, dishonoring God by every standard. Your phone is competing with God in your life. 2 hours, 3 hours on Sunday morning, you cannot even drop your phone. You cannot drop your phone. You are in church. If you are before the president of Ghana, can you be using your phone? We're talking about the governor among the nations here. The one that does not pursue a man before he catches up with him. When the Queen of England was alive, if you go to see the Queen of England, if she doesn't stretch her hand, you don't stretch your hand. And when you are done with seeing her, you must never turn your back on the Queen. Protocol says you walk like this out. A human being. If you will just give God the honor you give to your president, if you will just give God the honor you give to your governor, your life will be better. I'm a village girl helped by God, but I have cornered God with worship. Only proud ingrates don't dance in church. If you are ungrateful, you are evil. If you ever forget anything, don't forget that. Ungrateful to God, ungrateful to men, ungrateful to human being, you are evil. We should lock you outside like a leper. Ingratitude is evil. Remember when it was a quarter to shame and God showed up? Have you thanked him? Can you ever thank God enough? When you were in that labor room and they thought it was over. When your back was against the wall and God said no. I say, have you thanked God enough? And then you stroll into church. And you can't thank God. And they are begging you to give offering. They are begging you to do thanksgiving. When your mates are in the mortuary awaiting burial. You think it was because you were smart. That's why you gained admission. Really? I know a madman in Nigeria, in the city where I live. He used to be a medical doctor. Do you know what it takes to be a medical doctor? He's mad, almost stark naked. When I do my morning walk, I see him. And I heard that another of his siblings is mad. So 2 siblings from the same mother. You think it's your prayer? And you are wondering why David's life is so blessed. An adulterer. But that man understood how to cook for God. That's my secret. I don't know how to pray. I don't know how to preach. I don't know how to behave. But I know how to worship. When last did you wake your wife up in the middle of the night to thank her for marrying you when you were nothing? When last did you say thank you after sex to your wife? When last did you thank your wife for that meal? When last did you thank your children for bringing you that glass of water? Ungrateful people are evil. Did you thank your husband for trying his best? When last did you even sing a love song for your husband or for your wife? When last did you thank your children for not disgracing you and graduating? And you are doing as if it's a right. If they had gotten impregnated, there's nothing you would have done. Uncle, you would just shout and kill yourself. When last did you thank God that you can play the keyboard? When last did you thank God that you can play the drums? You think it's everybody that can play? When last did you thank God that you can sing alto, tenor? When last did you thank God that you can raise your hand? When last did you thank God that you are not on the wheelchair? Some people that are on the wheelchair are better than you are. See what the Lord has done. And your back was against the wall and God showed up. That's what we call timely help. How did you even get money to pay your house rent? You think it's salary? One sickness is enough to clear your salary. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Lamentations 3:22. For his compassions, they fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. How? How did you even raise your kids and they are turning out well? How? The race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. The rules of the game have changed. It's of the Lord. If it had not been the Lord, who was on our side? Have you thanked him for the timely help?
Yes.
Timely help! Before you ask him for another one. One of my pastor's wives told me this story that a lady was complaining that her hair was too short. Her hair was not growing. Somebody just held her hand and took her to the ladies and removed her wig and said, "Look at my hair." For 6 years running, a sickness came that scraped everything called hair on my body, including the hair in my nostrils. Not hair, armpit, private part, no hair. You are complaining that your hair is short. Do you know what people face? Timely help! If it's possible, after we have finished ministering to you in prayers, everybody, all of us, let us lay prostrate on the floor. Thank God this church is beautiful. Even if it's dirty, I don't care. Before the King to thank him. Because I sense something is about to happen. Take your seat. Number two, compulsory help. Beginning from today, there are people, wherever they may be, that Jehovah will compel to remember you. You didn't hear me. Heaven will tell them, "Go and help her. Help, 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 help." In Russia, in Australia, England, Germany, people you helped before, even if you didn't help them before, they have it. They will just remember you. This service is about help for your next level. And I didn't just come to preach. I came to also partake. I know it when God is about to do something anywhere I go. And I'm lining up my destiny for the next level too. Compulsory help. Number three, destiny information help. Or help us. Hey, plenty information there for this world, though. It's just because you don't have access to it. There are people that have it. Bishop, I was shocked when I received the email from Commonwealth. I was shocked when I found out who recommended me. I laid on the floor and I wept. I wept. I wouldn't have known that there was anything like that. Was it not Mordecai in Esther chapter 2 that told Esther what to do? Was it not Haggai, that chamberlain, that told Esther, "This is what the king likes. This is how you should do it." There are people that you need to meet, and there are people you need to miss. May you not meet who you should miss, and may you not miss who you should meet. I thought your amen would be better than this. Maybe I've shared this before, but let me repeat it. First lady, come. One day, Billy Graham was preaching. And while he was preaching, he was missing his note. The wife was watching. My husband doesn't preach like this. What happened to him? Billy Graham will look in a particular direction and say, book of Psalm. After he was done preaching, and if you knew Billy Graham when he was on earth, that was one of the best preachers. You're talking about holiness, communion with God. So he came back to his seat and his wife said to him, "Honey, I noticed that you were missing your lines. You will look at a particular direction and you will miss your line. What happened? Billy Graham said to the wife, I suddenly saw in the congregation the woman that I wanted to marry, but I refused. Mrs. Billy Graham stood up, adjusted her dress. Protocol followed her. She went to the woman and said, thank you for saying no to my husband. See what I will have missed. Come again. There are people you must never miss, M-I-S-S. And there are people you must never meet, M-E-E-T. One of the people you must never meet in life, is the person you should have become. The person you should have become is one of the people you must never meet in life. Live your life. Because when you were going to be born, over 1 million, did they even say 250 million? Sperms, spermatozoa, struggled to be you. So it's a privilege that you are you. Live. Oh. Thank you, First Lady. Information. Somebody that will tell you that something is happening that they may never post on Facebook. Things are shifting in the world. When Obama was going to become the president, when he was campaigning to be the president of America, one of the Kennedys left hospital bed with a brain tumor to stand beside Obama to complain. That was all he needed. That was all he needed. And you sit down, all you do is castigate and talk against people. You can never attract what you attack. Never. You see people that are pictures of your dreams. Instead of you to find a way to serve them, to sow into their lives, to bless them, to pray for them, to connect with them. You sit there, you are joining riffraffs to speak against them. People that will give you information that will make your mates to be scarce. Some time ago, I looked at my mates and I couldn't find my mate among my mates. I could not. So I stopped working with my mates because they don't have what it takes to take me to the next level. I look for people that are examples of my dream and I connect to them. They offend me, I forgive them in advance because I know what I'm gunning for. I lay hold on them. I don't let them live my life. I keep inviting them. I keep sowing into their lives. I keep checking up on them. They don't need me. I need them. May God give you destiny information helpers. Can that your amen be louder than your neighbor's own? Sit down. Number four. Strategic helpers. I'll give you one more and then we'll pray. Strategic helpers. Like I showed you in that short drama. That was strategic. John was a strategic helper for Peter. Already inside. He came out to take him in. In 2 Samuel chapter 21. 2 Samuel 21 is one of my favorite passages of the Bible. There are several lessons there, but I want to read one to you today. 2 Samuel 21, beginning from verse 15. Moreover, the Philistines had yet war again with Israel, and David went down, and his servants with him, and fought against the Philistines, and David waxed faint. Everybody experiences this.
as a leader, you burn out. Sometimes ministry can be a thankless job. People you have labored over, they just do something and you are wondering, what just happened? David waxed faint. Sometimes it happens in marriage. Sometimes it happens in business. You just wax faint. You feel like throwing in the towel. You feel you cannot trace God. When you cannot trace Him, praise Him. It looks as if everything is upside down. What's going on, Lord? I pay my tithe. I give offering. I bless. No, what's going on? David waxed faint. And verse 16. And Ishbi-benob, which was of the sons of the giant, the weight of whose spear with 300 shekels of brass in weight, he being guarded with a new sword, thought to have slain David. And like my husband would say, there are people that are not happy that you are happy. They are looking for how to slay you. Thought! You know, thought is a powerful thing. They look at you, they just wish that you will go to bed, sleep, and not wake up. Thought. Altar versus altar. That's why you cannot joke with your relationship with God. There are people that are giving you ill will. It's not because you did anything wrong. They just can't stand your success. They're just not happy that you're not complaining. They're just not happy that the same dress you wore to church is not the same one you're wearing this Sunday. They just can't believe that your husband is taking care of you. They don't even know the price you are paying. They just can't stand you. Thoughts! We demolish every stronghold, every thought, every imagination against your destiny. It will not see the light of day. You better say amen. But, verse 17, Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, succored him and smote the Philistine and killed him. Then the men of David swore unto him, saying, thou shalt go no more out with us to battle, that thou quench not the light of Israel. Can you imagine if that man had succeeded in killing David? The man after God's heart will have died an ignoble death. He will have been forgotten. Many of us will have queried God's faithfulness. Abishai, strategic helper, timely. He just showed up and smote the Philistine. Sometimes that's what you need. The battle, you can't handle it. The financial burden is too heavy. God just shows up through an Abishai that smites the giants. I preached a message from this passage some time ago. And the title is, The Giant David Could Not Kill. David killed many giants. But there was this giant that David could not kill. And we all have the giants that we cannot kill. May God raise for us giant killers. As I close, I mention this last one. Prophetic helpers. I've shared five with you instead of four. Number one, timely helper. Number two, compulsory helper. Number three, destiny information helper. Number four, strategic helper. And number five, prophetic helper. 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Let's read from verse number 1. 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Let's read from verse 1. When it is time to pray, make sure you pray as if your life depends on it. Who is able to build him? 2 Chronicles 26, 1. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. Please go on. He built Eloth and restored it to Judah. After that, the king slept with his fathers. That Eloth is still in existence. If you go to Israel today, you will still find it. That's where they sell gold in Israel. What the city that man built. It's still there. Verse 3, please be fast. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years. You will last. You will not be cut short in the middle of your days. God will prolong your life. 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jeculiah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. Verse 5. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Verse 6. And he went forth and warred against the Philistines and broke down the wall of Gath and the wall of Jabneh and the wall of Ashdod and built cities about Ashdod and among the Philistines. And God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians that dwelt in Gobal and the Mebunims. We can go on and on and on and on and on and on. Prophetic help or prophetic helpers. Two ways. God and your prophet. Take care of these two people. Don't take God for granted. Love him. Serve him. If you're not born again here today, please give your heart to Jesus. You're just existing. You're not living. And we're not judging you. God loves you in spite of all that you have done. But he wants you to come and be his child. And if you're a child of God, serve God. Don't just come to church Sunday, 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 Sundays alone. Do something significant in the kingdom. Be relevant. Love God. Build a spiritual life that is dynamic. Don't wait for people to stir you up before you serve him. Serve him with your life. Serve him with your time. Serve him with your attention. Give him praise. Give him your talent. Give him your treasures. Love God passionately. Don't be psychedelic about your relationship with God. And then your prophet. It's a dimension of grace that a prophet carries. Ephesians 4, beginning from verse 11, makes us to understand this. Honor your prophet. Sow into the life of your prophet. Bless your prophet and everything that has the signature of your prophet. And don't fulfill the bastard ministry. There's no perfect prophet in the world. There's no perfect church anywhere. Protect your own. Don't be an Absalom. And as you do this, it will surprise you how God will lift your head. Shall we all rise up? Before I bring up the bishop, and then we pray for you and hold your hands in the spirit realm to introduce you to your next level. Get ready to dance. In this new season of your life. You know, when I turned 60 in January, one of the things the Lord said to me is that I just entered my season of reward. I got a call this morning. I was on my face in the hotel room praying, and it just changed the trajectory of my life for good. I cried. How, God? How? So I came from a new season of my life to minister to you today. And you are the first partakers. You are the first partakers of the new thing that God has begun in my life. But one of my secrets is worship. Maybe for like 120 seconds, 2 minutes, let's all lie down before the Lord. Let's prostrate before him and worship him. After that, I'll bring up the bishop and the two of us will pray for you. Tell God anything. Just make sure you are honoring him. Thank him and bless him. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Keyboardist, be on your face before the Lord. Cameraman, be on your face before the Lord. Position your camera in a way that you'll be able to prostrate I see God placing crowns on people's heads, political crowns, career crowns, financial crowns, ministerial crowns. I don't want you to miss out on this. Just give God thanks. We have 1.5 more minutes. I give you thanks, Ancient of Days. One more minute. Thirty more seconds. Now ask God for anything. He says, let the people praise me, then they ask you. It is your right. You have thanked him, you have worshipped him. Now bring prayer requests before him. Help for your next level. Ask him for help, 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 help. I'm tired of where I am. Send help, Lord. Let's begin to bring our prayers to a close. Oh, thank you, Jesus. To God. In the name of Jesus, we have worshipped. Amen. Please let's be upstanding. Bishop, please join me. I'm going to pray and then I'll hand over the mic to you. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for the privilege of bringing your word again today. I present these precious people to you. Father, take them to the next level. As you laid it on my heart and you show me that revelation, people were being lifted to the next level. Lifted to the next level. This is my assignment in this church this morning. Liftings. Liftings of heads. Joseph said to the baker and the butler, in 3 days, your heads. Ha! Lord, so it's about the head. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you lift these people's heads. Every yoke and everything, according to Zechariah chapter 1, beginning from verse 18, that has said that no man's head will be lifted, I crush it in the name of Jesus. Lift them politically, lift them in their career, lift them ministerially, lift them spiritually, lift them in their finances, lift them in their marriage destiny. Oh God, liftings in this house. Help for the next level. They will enter into some realms in the name of Jesus. Just before the bishop prays, he's going to conclude this. Some of you are here, and one of the reasons why God planted you here is for financial liftings. Your pastor should not be praying some prayers just because you're here. Stretch your two hands. I decree God's blessings upon your lives. You will fulfill this ministry, and God will use you to take this ministry to the next level. Kingdom financiers, I know you are here. You're here. And as your prophet blesses you today and releases grace to you like I have done, in 3 days' time, you will see the sign. In the name of Jesus.
Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Are you not clapping for our mama? Let your hands go out.
Believe you have been blessed by this message. Kindly contact us on telephone numbers +233 244 694 299 or 0247 641 502. Our email address is samprofnk@yahoo.com. That is samprofnk@yahoo.com. Our Facebook handle is www.facebook.com/SamuelAddison. Twitter @ProfSamAddison, or visit our website www.prophetsamueladdison.org. Visit www.amazon.com to purchase these books by Prophet Samuel Addison. Keep the fire burning. Tell no one. Your secret is your power. Discovering the secret to the top. Why do you need power? Dealing with success killers and many more. You can also get copies of these books from any bookshop near you. God richly bless you.